You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and there's just time now to join Hannah Critchlow for our question of the week.
This week, we get effervescent over this.
Hi, this is Bella, and my question is, why does a glass of fizzy drink bubble over when ice cubes are dropped into it?
Thanks, Bella. So have you also noticed carbonated drinks bubbling over when an ice cube is added? And if so, why does it happen? First up, who best to ask?
My name is Gérard Littebeller. So I'm a physics professor in Reims University in France. So the physics of bubbles, it's my area of expertise.
So yes, perfectly placed to supply the answer of Bell's question on why fizzy drinks fizz over when an ice cube is added.
So the main reason is that when you have a soda or a fizzy water, it means that the liquid holds carbon dioxide molecules in excess. So all those carbon dioxide molecules in excess must escape from the liquid medium. But to escape into the form of bubbles, the liquid needs some tiny imperfections in the glass. And at the micrometric scale, the surface of the ice cube is not at all smooth. It is full of tiny cracks. All these imperfections, when they will be in touch with the liquid supersaturated with carbon dioxide molecules in excess, so those tiny molecules will be able to produce what we call, from the scientific point of view, the nucleation process. It means that the liquid will be able to nucleate bubbles. This is the reason why when you introduce ice cubes in your soda or in your fizzy water, it will promote the bubbling process.
Thank you, Gerard, champagne bubble physicist based in Reims, France. So, soda drinks have been carbonated, so they're full of carbon dioxide molecules floating around in the liquid, and that needs to escape. These carbon dioxide molecules can only form stable bubbles when they land on a surface with minute indentations, like the side of a glass, or the surface of the liquid. An ice cube has lots of bubble-promoting imperfect surfaces, so lots of bubbles form, causing the glass to fizz over. You can experiment further with this concept at home. Suck on an ice cube to make the surface smoother, and then add to the liquid, and less bubbles and fizz over should occur. Well, with that degassed, we close by sleeping on this.
Hi, this is Elisa Weiss calling from Long Island, New York. I was wondering if you can tell me what's going on in the brain when we dream. And what makes us have bad dreams? What causes nightmares? And do dreams really have any meaning? Thanks!
So what's the point of dreams? And why do nightmares happen?
Hannah Critchlow. And if you can help us out with the answer, then drop us an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @NakedScientists or find us on Facebook. There's also a web forum at nakedscientists.com/forum where you can join in the debate online. That's it for this week. Join us next time when we'll be hearing about a revolutionary treatment for muscular dystrophy and a disguise for surfers to help them to ward off sharks. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.